This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During a virtual news conference, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says they have received Hamas's response to the Gaza ceasefire plan.
We've been eagerly awaiting a response. But as for the reported details that may be out there, I think I'm just going to demur right now. We've only just gotten it. Our team is going through it. As I understand, the Qataris and the Egyptians are as well. And I think we just need to reserve comment until we've had a chance to fully examine it.
Hamas and the smaller Islamic Jihad militant group said on Tuesday that they were ready to deal positively to arrive at an agreement and their priorities to bring complete stop to the war. A senior Hamas official said they had submitted some remarks on the proposal to the mediators but did not elaborate. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are working to see if a United Nations-backed ceasefire proposal becomes reality. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon.
Speaking in Tel Aviv, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called a statement from Hamas supporting the ceasefire, quote, a hopeful sign, but not enough.
The word coming from Gaza and from the Hamas leadership in Gaza, that's what counts, and that's what we don't have yet.
Getting that buy-in, though, may be difficult, given what American officials say comes next for the U.S.-designated terror group. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, Washington.
Eight people from Tajikistan with suspected ties to the Islamic State group have been arrested in the United States in recent days, according to multiple people familiar with the matter. The arrest took place in New York, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles, and the individuals who entered the U.S. through the southern border are being held in immigration violations, according to the people who were not authorized to discuss the ongoing investigation and spoke on condition of anonymity.